एक मिनट रुक जाओ, रेडी होने दो। चलो ये कर लेते हैं, दिस कुड बी अ ग्रेट इंट्रो।
हाय, आई एम अक्षय।
हाय, दिस इज सौरभ एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू द फाउंडर थीसिस पॉडकास्ट। वी मीट सम ऑफ द मोस्ट सेलिब्रेटेड स्टार्टअप फाउंडर्स इन द कंट्री
एंड वी वांट टू लर्न हाउ टू बिल्ड अ यूनिकॉर्न।
My name is Viraj Behl. I'm the founder and managing director of Viva Food Services Private Limited.
While the flavor of the season in consumer product startup is to be D2C, today we're talking to an entrepreneur who took a very contrarian approach to building a consumer brand. He started it off as a B2B company and then expanded into offline distribution before finally entering into the D2C space. Sounds counterintuitive and maybe impossible? Well, what if I told you that there is a very high chance that your fridge would have his product in it? After all, their finger-licking good sauces and spreads are sold in 500 plus cities and towns in India. Yes, you guessed it right. Today, Akshay Dath talks to Viraj Behl, the founder of the Viba Sauces and Spreads. Viraj's life is no less interesting than a Bollywood movie. He sold his house to set up Viba and it took him years of hard work to make it the household name that it is today. Here's Viraj talking about how he got passionate about joining his father's business.
The kid that I was is not the man that I can't relate to that kid. I was an extreme pain in the ass for the school. I mean, you know, I did everything wrong that you could do wrong. My wife met me when I was a completely changed personality. And I even know what happened with me. And, you know, one fine day, it just dawned on me that I've wasted my life. And one day it changed, you know, everything changed. My takeaway as a child was ki dad mehnat kar rahe aur uska direct benefit hame mil rahe, you know. थोड़ा सा मेहनत करी फ्रॉम अ मारुति 800 कार वी बिकेम अ मारुति 800 एंड अ वैन कार। थोड़ी सी और मेहनत करी, ही बॉट उस टाइम पे सीएलओ वाज अ वेरी गुड कार एंड 99 तक द बिजनेस स्टार्टेड डूइंग स्लाइटली वेल, यू नो, स्लोली स्लोली वी दैट बिजनेस गॉट इनटू सॉसेस एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम एंड यू नो द बिजनेस स्टार्टेड डूइंग स्लाइटली वेल एंड
सप्लाइंग टू एयर इंडिया ओनली।
नो रिटेल, वी हैड कम इनटू रिटेल, दैट बिजनेस हैड कम इनटू रिटेल एट दैट टाइम एंड doing well. And then mereko this sudden urge of joining my father's business, because I got passionate. I used to hear him talk about the business and I used to love it, you know, even go to the office at times and go to the factory at times, you know. I started loving it. My first job was, there's a food exhibition in Pragati Maidan. I was in 10th standard. Ahar karke hota tha, it's still going on. It's the biggest food exhibition of the country. So, वहां पे वो 5 days का जो हमारी कंपनी का और मतलब डैड की कंपनी का जो स्टॉल लगता था, वहां जाके मैं खड़ा होता था, मे बी जस्ट टू फ्लर्ट विद द सेल्स गर्ल्स, आई डोंट नो, आई वाज बट दैट वाज माय फर्स्ट जॉब एंड इट रियली आई बिकेम रियली पैशनेट अबाउट यू नो अबाउट बिजनेस एंड फूड इन जनरल फ्रॉम दैट टाइम एंड देन आई वॉन्टेड टू जॉइन माई डैड एंड यू नो सो माई डैड हैड दिस रियली लॉन्ग रूल, बोरिंग रूल, लॉन्ग, मैंने बचपन में इतनी बार सुना है कि यू नो अब वो रटा हुआ है. So dad had this rule that, you know, you will not be allowed to join the family business till the time you are not earning enough money to raise your family in the same standard of comfort you have been raised in. So the good part is, hum zyada comfortable to the hi nahi, because we were like totally us type pe earning, you know, that company was starting to become a healthy company. So the kid in me realized ki dad keh rahe hain yaar 2-3 lakh rupaye mahina agar kama loge tab mereko aake apni shakal dikhana warna mere business mein mat aana. So that was the kind of a goal. But then you know I kind of whiled away my 11th and 12th and I got something called the conditional admission in University of New South Wales for a program of food technology. So, मेरे को ये सही था, फूड टेक्नोलॉजी करूंगा, एक दो साल जॉब करूंगा, डैड की कंडीशन मीट करूंगा एंड आई विल कम टू जॉइन माय फादर्स बिजनेस. बट यू नो 11th एंड अच्छा, कंडीशनल एडमिशन का क्या था कि अगर आपके 70% आ गए 12th में, आपको हम एडमिशन गारंटी कर रहे हैं, बट ऑल यू नीड टू डू इज गेट 70%. एंड यू नो आई वॉज एवरेज स्टूडेंट, तो लगा 70 तो ले ही आऊंगा, यू नो. बोर्ड्स में तो लोग पढ़ाई करते हैं, बट आई स्वेयर आई जस्ट डिड नॉट स्टडी एंड आई रिग्रेट बीइंग व्हाट आई डिड, यू नो, दोस कपल ऑफ इयर्स 10th 11th 12th पर टोटल मस्ती. मेरे 70 क्या मेरे 60 भी नहीं आए, तो मेरे तो मतलब 50s भी मतलब टच एंड गो ही थे. सो एंड यू नो दैट डे आई केम बैक होम, ऑब्वियसली द फैमिली वाज डिसअपॉइंटेड एंड यू नो दैट यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ न्यू साउथ वेल्स टुक देयर, आई डिड नॉट मीट द क्राइटेरिया, सो देयर वाज नो वे आई कुड गो देयर. And, you know, frankly, that night I slept in the morning when I woke up, it honestly dawned on me ke yaar, mere paas to life mein kuch hai nahi karne ke liye. And I'm not kidding, actually, this is like filmy style, huh? So, main keh raha hu, mere paas life mein kuch karne ke liye nahi, aur saath mein main newspaper padh raha hu, you know. I'm reading the newspaper and in the bottom of the newspaper, I see an ad from a company called AP Moller, which is the world's largest shipping company, which is saying ke hum 56 bachchon ko you know padhayenge bhi, we will spend for their education in India and Singapore, we will pay for the education, we will give them a job after that, and the job will be in AP Moller group, like either their shipping lines or their oil rigs and so on and so forth. Ab wo bachcha news padh rahe, aur you know, acha bhai, luckily मेरी हमेशा से न्यूज पढ़ने की आदत है. From 10th standard I have to read two newspapers a day. तो मैं वो न्यूज पढ़ रहा हूँ और मैं कह रहा हूँ यार ये, you know, life खत्म हो चुकी है because I have nothing to do. And I swear I remember that day like it was yesterday. This is like now more than what 22 years back. I saw that ad, kept my finger and I said ये ही करना है मेरे को. And that is the time actually after my 12th board results is the time I actually started studying for the first time in my life.
Yeah, iska entrance exam tha kya AP Moller?
Three entrance exams and one interview. So maine kaha ye you know jaise wo Hrithik Roshan ne nahi bola tha ab wo mera lakshya movie mein, to maine bhi in my mind mein apne ko Hrithik Roshan. So I you know I studied hard for this, I really studied hard frankly, and my parents used to be you know puzzled ki kar kya rahe exams khatam ho gaye hain padhai kar.
And this was like 50 kids from India or 50 kids from all over the world?
46 kids from India, and the course was, so anyways I studied hard and I got through that course, I was selected for that course, and the course was very difficult. We had first year in Chennai, second year on high sea, and three and a half years in Singapore, where you got your engineering, marine engineering certificate.
Okay, sounds like an amazing course. Matlab, like high seas, matlab you were like on the ship and like
Actually, wo jo work ethic hai na, like now 3.5 years, my like as an engineer, my working days were 8 to 5 on Monday. 8 to 5 on Tuesday and 8 to 8 on Wednesday, which means 8 a.m. to 8 a.m. So 9 hour, 9 hour, 24 hour. Agar aapne wo life mein kaam kar liya, uske baad aapko yahan aake kuch bhi karwa do. So anyways, I did that course. The company which made me do the course then gave me a job. I started working with them.
Kya job thi?
Marine engineer. I was working on, you know, merchant naval vessels and all of that. And you know, I
like engineer kya karta, like maintenance of vessel.
Yeah, maintenance of vessel. I mean, it's a hard job. Kai bar 51 52 degrees temperature ke andar aapko 10 ghante kaam karna padta hai, and you know it's a tough job. It's very manual, but the same time you can't do it without immense technical knowledge. So my course was nothing but 1 year, matlab nothing but a little bit of electrical engineering, little bit of mechanical engineering, a little bit of computer engineering, and a little bit of naval architecture crammed into 3.5 years. So you were a master of none, but jack of all engineering trades, you know. So I did that, and you know, and then,
and it must be paying well, they must be paying in dollars.
Yeah, they started paying in dollars, and then I got a promotion very fast. And just in a promotion, mili na, it's so strange. Actually, the day I got my promotion is the day I resigned, because that is the day I met my dad's criteria of 2-3 lakh rupees. So, I don't know the exact number, but But that life toughened me up. That life made me very serious as a person, because it was a tough life. It was not an easy life working on, 20 people manning a 300 meter long ship and out of home for 4-5 months with no holidays and all of that. So by the time I came home, whenever I used to come home for a holiday, make bahut tough or matlab not tough to me. I look back at it fondly, but a very different life.
So boy, say matlab the transformation from a boy to a man.
So when I came here, it was very weird. Mere friends, sare batchmates, abhi
college. Kitne saal baad aaye wapas? Like how old were you when you quit?
I came back in 5 years. So I did 3.5 years of college and then 18 months of job. And actually, वही मैं कह रहा हूँ ना, अगर promotion नहीं मिलती, शायद एक साल और लगा लेता. But वो मिल गई and I came and I did not tell my parents I'm resigning. I just flew back to India. And when I flew back to India, my obviously parents were very happy to see me. And then the second thing was scare. बेटे कर क्या रहे हो यहाँ पे अभी तो आपका time नहीं आ रहा. So मैंने कहा promotion मिल गई, job इतनी सैलरी, ये सैलरी सिर्फ देख लो, इतनी सैलरी मिल गई. So आपका क्राइटेरिया मीट हो गया. So now my dad had no option. Being a man of his word, he let me join. And
but ऐसा आपको मतलब why were you so hell bent on joining your dad's business?
See, I frankly, I am like really passionate about food and food business. And frankly, maybe childhood, growing up, mom and dad talking about it all the time, listening to stories, it just fascinated me. And frankly, I don't know why, but the only thing I can think of is mom and dad talking about it all the time, and that's the thing. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So it felt like your own business only in a way, basically.
It was very clearly dad's business. But felt like, I would put it like, felt like Viva is my child. That business was probably my sibling. That's how I would look at it.
So you joined your dad's business. So that was not called Viva. So tell me that journey.
I joined my dad's business immediately after that stint at sailing. And I joined it in 2003. And then my dad's business was called Fun Foods. And, in 2003, I joined the business and suddenly the business started doing very well. Ekdum se turnover badhne lag gayi and blah, blah, blah. And I got a lot of credit for the success of that business. And very, very, very honestly, I mean, I'm not trying to sound humble. Meri jagah dunya ka sabse bada gadha bhi aake wahan baithta na. The business would have done equally well. If I had to put an analogy, I sat in the aeroplane just before it took off. If you remember 2003, all these big chains like Pizza Hut, Domino's, KFC, they started opening up in India. Big Bazaar started getting aggressive. And that company at that time was very, very poised to kind of
service all this.
Yeah, service all of this, and the company grew. So main wahan bas baitha hua tha, aur by chance wo baithe baithe hi, I started getting credit. No credit due to me. It was all my parents.
So, Fun Food was both B2B and B2C? Like
More B2C. I started the B2B division at Fun Foods also. But, it was a very good learning experience. Not learning experience. I from joining right at the bottom of the company to taking a leadership role in the company, the whole journey was 5-6 years. And I did report into my father. A lot of my work ethic actually comes from my mother. And actually, that's why Biba is my mom's name, actually. Oh. So, and that's how I named the company. It's like, because I a lot of my work ethic comes from her. She's really diligent and very thorough with everything she does. And then in 2008 or 9, my father decided to sell the business. And that's why I'm saying it was always my father's business. It was never my business to sell or not sell. So my father decided to sell the business. And I remember very clearly going to him and saying, Dad, don't sell this business. And, it's my calling in life. Let's not sell it. But Dad, you have to understand, my dad comes from, as I said, we came from my, very humble background. And my grandfather was a railway person, and my father grew up as a railway kid, you know. So he told me, Viraj, see, my legacy in life is that my generation, your generation, and the generation after that will never have to worry about the kind of stresses I had. Ke kahan rahoge, kya khaoge, kya piyoge. My next three generations with this much money, all of that is sorted. And this is going to be my legacy in life. And you know, when your father tells you something like that, you can't debate it, right? So then we sold the company, and the day the family became rich is also probably at that time, it was a very sad day for me. Turns out for me personally, now it's the best decision, because wo nahi hota to main beeba nahi start karta, beeba nahi start karta to aaj, you know, this, all of this would not have happened. So, but at that time, I did not know. And I always say God has been so kind to me. God had better plans for me. So wo company biki. And I had no intention of coming back into the sauce space. I started a chain of restaurants. My restaurants were amazing products, but I did everything that you can do wrong. My first restaurant was a 120-seater in Lajpat Nagar.
Can I have that?
Pocketful. We made pockets out of naan, which were stuffed with butter chicken, kadai chicken, you know, shahi paneer, and so on and so forth. Very, very tasty. I'm a product guy, you know, Akshay, and the product was really tasty.
Would they say pita pit, something like that?
Something like that, but imagine, yeah, many years before it, 12 years back, and but meri jo success thi usme wo bread ke andar naan ka taste dene mein, you know, that was very difficult. So,
मुझे लग रहा है मैंने वहां से खाया हुआ है, मतलब माय कॉलेज वाज
इनफ नहीं खाया वरना मेरा रेस्टोरेंट चल जाता.
ओके, आई यूज्ड टू स्टे इन जीके क्वाइट नियर लाजपत नगर, तो आई मुझे ऐसा वेगली लग रहा है कि आई हैव ट्राइड इट.
हां, मे बी इट लुक लाइक अ केएफसी और अ मैकडॉनल्ड्स, बट वी
हां हां आई रिमेंबर, या आई फर्स्ट फ्लोर में था क्या कुछ?
यस एग्जैक्टली,
मैंने खाया हुआ है वहां पे.
ओह वाओ, ओह वाओ, आई होप यू लाइक द प्रोडक्ट.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, thank you. So anyways, I did everything wrong. I you know, opened my first restaurant there, started paying heavy rents. Then I, you know, for location, us time pe koi deta nahi tha. Select City was the only location that I really was the best location. Select City didn't give us any space. And then, fir main desperate ho gaya. Maine West Delhi mein 3-4 outlets khol diye. One of them did really well in Pacific Mall. I opened 2 outlets in Moments Mall. You know, I, out of desperation, I started signing outlets, and then, you know, I lost a lot of money, and 3-4 very, very, very difficult years. I'm a failed restaurateur.
So why didn't you make money? Kya tha wo? Matlab location issue tha that you didn't choose right location?
I was coming out of the success of Fun Foods, and, you know, maybe I became kind of, I overhired right in the beginning. I overhired, and you know, the corporate overhead became so high that at the outlet level hum jo bhi paise banate the, it used to you know, not so ek ek karke itni galtiyan kari. But the reason of Viva's success has a lot to do with the failure of Pocketful. The lessons I have learned there, I swear, without those lessons Viva would not have been successful.
Kya lessons hai? Like, you know, what did you learn?
You know, number one lesson, to be honest, is frugality. Like, you know, not to be penny wise pound foolish, but frugality. There's a time and space for spending all the money. Let the money inflow. Do not overextend. Do not overspend at the beginning. Let your company start earning, then you spend. You know, being frugal, I think, is my biggest lesson of Pocketful. That you, even if you have the money, don't spend it. Be wise with your money, because you don't know when immediately it will run out. So even right now, I mean, if we were not frugal with our spending, I mean, companies...
Yeah, pandemic has been a shock.
Yeah, the scales have changed. But, you know, at quite a few 100 crore revenue, our frugality is very different from the frugality of Pocketful at that time. But the concept remains the same. Be frugal with what you have. And today, yes, pandemic has hit us hard. But we are, I mean, I'm not worried about how will I give my salaries of my people. And, you know, I'm not worried about how will, you know, how will I face my people on salary day. And, you know, at least the company, yes, we'll take a few punches on our face and we will go through a tough time. But, you know, but it's okay. I mean, the company will sail through. So I'm saying those lessons have kind of stayed with me. And the second is obviously product first, baki sab kuch second. So, you know, ye location ka jo equivalent hai yahan pe is marketing spend. First get the product right. You can slowly grow. Do not overgrow, over fast. So that's the other thing. If I had patiently waited another year, maybe at that time to get a you know, location at in Saket or something like that, don't get desperate, you know, for success overnight. So anyways, 2012 end, it was clear that the restaurants are not going to do well. And I was, you know, and also restaurants are a very naked kind of a business. If you're not doing well, everybody knows you're not doing well because aapke restaurants khali hote. So it's a very, you know, public naked failure, right? So I eventually, in 2013, I took a call ke nahi yaar, ye nahi ho raha, band karo restaurants. And ek hi cheez banani aati hai, chutney vatni banani aati hai, to chalo sauces mein wapas ghuste. So, you know, with no intention of ever coming back into the sauce space, I came back in 2013. And after that, yeah, Viva started. Because the restaurant business had run, burnt a lot of cash, went through like a tough financial time. So my wife allowed me to sell our house to start Viva.
Wow.
So that money is what started Viva. So, I mean, the amount of support she gave me, I mean, she continues to give it to me till today. But, you know, it's very difficult to convince or not convince for a wife to agree.
Selling the house is like, you know.
Yeah, a big step. So we got really lucky. 2008-09 mein humne ghar kharida tha, apne rehne ke liye kharida tha, and that 2008 se 2013 there was a property, you know, swing, a big swing.
Kahan pe tha location?
Gurgaon mein DLF, and that property doubled in 5 years, and so humne jitni ki kharidi thi usse double se zyada ki bechi, and that became the seed money to start start Viva. And you know, for that, I mean, not many spouses would agree to something like that.
Why didn't you take from your dad? Like, well, look, he had a corpus, na?
My dad has a corpus, and my dad was very, very not unhappy to nahi bolunga, but dad did not understand that why am I not taking from the family. I was very clear that, you know, Viva, you know, will be. I wanted to do it myself. So I always, from day one, wanted Viva to be an organization which is professionally run. We've got high quality people. And I wanted to do something different. And I never wanted to be a family run operation. Mummy, papa, bhai, behen, bhaiya, bhabhi, sab kaam pe ja rahe. I did not want that. And though all of them would have made excellent working partners, I'm not saying that. But if I had a different, I don't know rightly or wrongly, but that's the vision I had.
So how did you start? Like, did you straight away set up manufacturing, or did you like first do contract manufacturing? And
so firstly, I started Viva in 2013 with buying of a manufacturing setup. That's where all the money went. I saw this beautiful asset. So, you know, when you know me, Akshay, I am a product person and I'm a production guy. Actually, I'm also a sales guy. I think I'm a sales guy who sucks at that, actually. No, I take that back. I'm also a sales guy.
You're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, maybe. So I saw this beautiful property in Neemrana, a plant which was for sale. And when I saw that plant, I was like, yeah, yay plant, Lena. And I will never forget, there was no company which was incorporated. I had a meeting with the owner of the plant, and I could... In the evening in the office, we were sitting and talking in the restaurant wali company ka office. And I said, sir, meko to ye jagah chahiye. And, you know, he to eventually convince him to sell, he had a lot of suitors for that. And I said, sir, you understand Biana? Biana is like a token,
like
money,
a token
to
money. Haan.
Yeah. So I said, Biana, aap abhi le jo. Aur ye hum paper pe sign kar lete ke jagah meri hai. So he said, "Theek hai."
Okay.
You know, now I did not have any money. Anyways, jitne paise fatafat arrange ho, 1 lakh rupees humne arrange kare. So maine kaha, sir, ye 1 lakh rupees. And he said, "You know, Viraj, you're buying this thing for so many crores, and this is what you're giving me." And haath jode, maine kaha, sir, abhi itne hi hai, mereko 2-3 din do. I will, you know, I will. And for that time, it was for me, to buy a 2.5 acre plant was a big deal. It was, and in my mind, honestly, I was thinking, ki, you know, 10 साल तो मेरे को कोई टेंशन लेने की जरूरत ही नहीं है, यही फैक्ट्री 10 साल तक चलते रहेगी एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. सो वी बॉट द प्लांट, देन आई डिसाइडेड द नेम ऑफ द कंपनी व्हिच आई अगेन आई से
इट वाज अ रनिंग प्लांट.
नो, इट वाज अ फार्मा प्लांट. इट यूज्ड टू मेक अदर थिंग्स, नथिंग टू डू विद अस. बट व्हेन आई वेंट टू दैट प्लांट, आई कुड इजीली विजुलाइज इट, यू नो, टू कन्वर्ट इनटू अ फूड प्लांट इन 5-6 मंथ्स. And for me, you know, that was a big time, because big time saving. 2 years, 2.5 years ki jagah 5-6 mahine mein ho jayega. Fir humne din raat wahan laga ke, we, you know, started that plant.
Fun Foods mein you had seen plants and...
Yeah. So I understood manufacturing. But the scale was bigger. So you have to understand that what I left that company at and what this... It was a different scale. But I understood manufacturing. And plus, this is where my job as a marine engineer, dealing with machines and much larger equipment, that really came handy. So that was a big kind of a blessing for me. And we, and it tells you a lot about my risk-taking appetite when, you know, when I named my company on my mother's name and I convinced my wife to sell her house. So imagine my risk taking ability comes from here. मतलब किसी और married man में इतने वो नहीं होंगे कि अपनी बीवी का छोड़कर अपनी मम्मी पे नाम रख दे, you know. So you know, as an entrepreneur, I can take risk. So anyways, I took the risk of buying that with no money at that time. So that was a 2-3 month का stress period के वो घर बेचो, and you know, eventually it went fine. We bought the property in early 2013. And as early as July, we were doing commercial trials in the plant. And September, we did our first sale also. So, September of 2013.
Kisko sale kari aapne? Like, this was B2B?
Yeah, B2B, aise choti moti sale idhar udhar, you know, nothing great.
Like to restaurants and...
Yeah. When I say choti sale, I'm talking about really choti sale. Matlab, September mein se 2-4 lakh rupay ki sale kari hogi, like that. But very happy with myself. Yeah, yehi hai. You know, I'm set. I'm now a bona fide entrepreneur and all of that. And little did I know that 2013 September ke baad 1 year is going to be one of the toughest periods.
Why is that?
I started hiring people. Business hi nahi aaya. We opened a beautiful plant. We hired well, and there was no business. Everywhere I used to go, you know, ke bas business is round the corner. Business is round the corner. But business never came.
Kahan kahan gaya? Like. McDonald's and
so, Domino's the most. I used to go to the Domino's office. I'm not exaggerating, at least four times a week. And I remember people feeling sorry for me. I had nothing else to do. Wahan pe Domino's people were very nice. I made some really good friends because I used to go there every day. Dostiyan bhi ho gayi. You know, but the thing was, business never came. And you know, we're still supplying to Domino's, but I can't tell you that, I mean, in our story so far, or if you can call it a success story or not, but in our story so far, Domino's played a very important role, because 1 year after that September, right, maybe August or July of 2014, finally we got one order. See, when you supply to Domino's, it's a given that your quality and your quality standards and your plant, that has to be world-class. Otherwise, so it's a non-starter. हमने वो सब कुछ रेडी कर लिया, बिजनेस ही नहीं आया. Eventually business came, and I'll never forget this. 70 टन का डोमिनोज का पीओ आया. 70 टन वाज लाइक गुड. आज की डेट में इट इज मे बी हाफ एन आवर से लेस की प्रोडक्शन फॉर वीवा, लेस, मच लेस एन हाफ एन आवर. बट एट दैट टाइम 70 टन वाज लाइक माय गॉड, एक महीने में 70 टन देना है. एंड यू नो दैट 70 टन इज वॉट मेड आवर बिजनेस स्टैंड. And then something happened, Domino's. So when I started Viva, I was very clear that Viva will be a B2C company. But B2C takes time to build and it takes money. So I said, volume of scale lane ke liye pehle B2B try karte hain, as if it was easy. It was not easy. But us time pe dimag nahi tha, aisa pehle B2B kar lete. Wahan pe success mil jayegi, to fir B2C kar lenge. बट बी टू बी ने इतने चपेड़ मारे मुंह पे, वो सारी कॉकीनेस निकल गई. एंड एनीवेज वी बिकेम सक्सेसफुल इन बी टू बी आफ्टर 3-3.5 years, एंड देन वी बिकेम वेरी सक्सेसफुल इन बी टू बी. एंड
वो डोमिनोज के फर्स्ट ऑर्डर से आगे कैसे ग्रोथ हुई? देन यू यूज दैट लेवरेज फॉर अदर ब्रांड्स? लाइक
when the others saw that this company has got, you know, we became a major supplier to Domino's, not the largest. It took us about a year to become their largest sauce supplier or largest, you know, yeah. But or at least one of the largest. But when others realized, then Pizza Hut gave us work, KFC gave us work, Taco Bell, really, really nice people at KFC. I mean, I'm for, you know, very nice people at Taco Bell. And, you know, they all gave us work. And then Starbucks, Cafe Coffee Day, well, if you name it, everybody started. And then we became pretty successful over there. And then, you know, I finally said, okay, the company has reached a revenue. I had thought in my mind that we will do so much revenue, then I will go into retail. How much
revenue was it? Like,
I'm very, you know, I can tell you the number, but I'm superstitious about talking about my present revenue and everything. At that time, I thought that when we 100 crores ka revenue karenge, toh hum retail mein kuch. So when we did 100 crores, I decided to enter retail.
So this was what, 18 ke aaspaas, 17,
18? We are about 4 years, 17. Ek saal jo corona nahi le liya na, 16, 17, 3-3.5 years after we were started. So 2016 end or 2017, really right in the beginning of 2017.
You decided to get into
retail. And now here is what I don't know what happened. I have no answer. The consumers gave us so much love, so much love. God has been so kind to us. I mean, today we are present in more than 500 towns. We are present in, I don't know how many, I mean, so many shops. Obviously, we are really, really good looking. And if you go to Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore, Pune, you know, but Viva's strength comes from the fact that you will find us in all our glory in a Kodai Canal or a Jalandhar, Ludhiana, you know, Hoshiarpur or Baroda. Obviously, is a big city, but what I'm trying to say is
tier 2, tier 3.
So we are present in 550 towns, approximately 550 towns, and the consumers, I mean, I remember one modern trade partner telling us that, and imagine how many FMCG companies will give their, you know, so much to get what we have. Viva sells more. If you also open your fridge and if you're a Viva consumer, you will always find more than two or more variants of Viva in your fridge. So more customers buy two than one bottle of Viva. So two, one, and then three. That was, and you know, that is something that you can never plan for it. It just happened.
Nee, but isme bhi aapke kuch learnings honge na, that what made retail successful? Like, you must have invested a lot in branding, packaging.
No, first of all, the most that we invested in was in R&D. We started researching on retail products in 2013, even though we launched in 2016 end or 17. Retail mein, I was very clear. कि बेस्ट प्रोडक्ट देने, अगर थोड़ा महंगा होगा तो होगा, बट बेस्ट होगा तो, और एटलीस्ट मेरे दिमाग में जो बेस्ट है वो होगा. सो आई वॉज वेरी क्लियर कि दैट इज हाउ आई विल गो टू द कस्टमर. आई एम येट टू मीट अ मदर और अ फादर और अ गर्लफ्रेंड और अ बॉयफ्रेंड और अंकल हो से यार थोड़ी सस्ती मेयोनीज खरीद के दे देता हूँ, मेरे बच्चों को आज कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता. आई मीन मेयोनीज जो खरीद रहे वो नहीं देखेगा 10-15 रुपए. So we were mostly expensive than our honorable opposition, but we were also very high on value. So that was one big consumer learning for me, that the custom, ek jo kehte na Indian customer kanjoos hai, Indian customer bilkul kanjoos nahi hai. Indian customer value conscious hai. So Indian customer ko agar aap bolo ki yaar ye wali sauce honorable opposition se 20 rupaye mehengi hai, aur usko samajh aa jata hai value, and the success of Viva purely and firmly approves this point that the Indian customer is not kajus. They're value conscious. Or thoda sa time lete hain ki yaar cheez waqai mein achhi hai. And fir hum and the amount of love we got from our customers, and you know, social media, etc., you can't manage it. When I am stressed about work, you know, what is my de-stressing? I go to Viva's Facebook and Instagram page and I read our comments.
Wow.
I mean, 99 out of 100 comments are really nice and positive. Or the negative comments are usually that we have bought your product from here, the bottle broke on the road, or you know, cap broke on the road, which are things not in Viva's control, right? It is a third party, you know. But these are the only negative. For me, I'll tell you my nightmare. My nightmare is I meet you socially outside in a meeting or at a party or something, and you ask me, "Yar, Viraj, what do you do?" And I say, "Yar, you know, I make sauces. My brand ka naam Vibai." And if you say, "Oh shit, yar, kya gande products," that is my nightmare. You know, if I want people to love Viva the way I love people Viva, and the amount of energy we spend in our product, I'm yet to come across anyone who says, okay, you know, so usually the reaction I get when I go is, well, what do? Viva. Oh, Viva. Achha, let me call my wife. She loves this sauce. She loves this sauce. And, you know, let me call my friend. So this is frankly what really excites me. When customers love my products as much as I love my products.
What kind of what was your early range jab aapne shuru kiya 17 mein?
So we started with the gap that I saw in the market at that time, that India mein koi na low fat dressings nahi kar raha tha. So mayonnaise has roughly typically 60-70% fat, and I said ki yaar hum, and fat gives richness and creaminess to the sauce, to the mayo or any other emulsion. So I said, why can't we do something with 20% fat or one third or one fourth the fat and yet have the same amount of creaminess and richness? So with that, it took us a few years to develop that product line. And anyways, there was no hurry because I would not have launched till the time we had some scale. So product perfect karne mein, so we launched the range of low-fat salad dressings and low-fat emulsions like Southwest Chipotle, olive oil mayonnaise, sweet onion sauce, mint mayonnaise. I mean, 17 products. I can name all of them, but bore ho jaoge aap. So that was how we entered retail. And then every year, with little bit success, we penetrated a bit more in the country, and we penetrated a bit more on the product. So we would, you know, launch something which is a bit. I will never forget this. Humne na promoters hire kare. So when you are selling things which people are using every day, it's very easy to hire promoters jo shops mein khade hokar samjhate nahi hai ki sir ye juice hai, ye coffee hai,
samples,
ha, sampling karne wale un ladkon ko promoters. So I was talking to one promoter and I said ki yaar ye na chipotle, to kehte sir aap aise baat mat karo mujhe. Maine kaha bhai chipotle bolo, koi gaali nahi de raha hu dekho. So it was a concept which was so kind of, you know, alien to him that he thought I'm abusing him. Then I showed him the bottle. Maine kaha mere bhai ye dekh kya likha hua hai, chipotle likha hua hai. So he said, oh acha acha ab ye keh rahe ho. So you know, that is where we started from. Today, and I can say I can take probably a lot of credit for this, chipotle dressing has become at least in SEC A and B plus. It's become common terminology.
And you must have spent time on packaging research also, no? Because your packaging is also very unique.
A lot of time on packaging research. Other companies have also done flip top cap, but not in their main range. For me, it was all about not what other companies are doing, but how can I give maximum convenience to, you know, I'll tell you a very strange thing. I wanted the product to be rich and thick and creamy. But at the same time, I wanted the product to kind of, hum to wo wali country hai jo sabun ka bhi end ka piece tod ke agle sabun mein jod dete hai ki yaar waste is now. Ab mere badi problem thi ki I wanted to make the tastiest sauce, a thick and creamy sauce, but at the same time, squeezy bottle se nikalne, to customer kehte yaar end mein to itna reh jata hai. Then that problem was eventually solved almost 2 years later when we launched these thick emulsions, thick sauces in a top-down bottle. If it was just a pura time ulti padi rehti thi, to niche bhi pahunchta tha.
Gravity ke through.
Gravity karke. And you know, so try to, so even though the product was doing very well at that time, I was still not 100% satisfied because I thought, yeah, I can give more to the customer. Inki niche waste ho jati hai, you know. I remember main apne khud ke kitchen mein, you know, uske andar thoda sa doodh mila ke shake karke yaar end ka bhi nikal lu. Ya wo spoon bhi nahi jata tha to knife andar ghusa ke kar lu. So and listen to the customer. Meri office mein there's a strange line. I always say customer baap hai yaar, customer ki suno. So when the customers are telling us ke niche wastage ho rahi hai, so it took us a year to develop a nice top down bottle. Wo eventually kari.
Aap customer ki kaise sunte ho? Is there a process to it?
There's no process, frankly. I mean, yes, we've spent a lot of money on, you know, these consumer groups, and we sit behind a wall and we hear 30 people talking about our product. But what works for me the most, not as the founder of the company or head of the company, we participate a lot in exhibitions and, you know, consumer stalls and all of that. Main as a normal, like, not as a customer, as an employee, main wahan jaake khada ho jata hun, sauce bechta hun. I frankly love doing that. Ki, you know, kisi ko koi ek botal khareedna hai, usko char botal bech ke jao. But that is the time I really get to, you know, hear what the customer is saying. You know, like two women will be talking and one will say, "Lee thi par, you know, ji nikalti nahi hai acche se botal se," you know, these type of things. So me, I feel exhibitions really work, and you get a direct one-on-one from the customer like nothing else, because these are real customers buying customers.
Candid genuine feedback,
and these are not 20 women sitting in a room where they know ke sheeshe ke piche
koi sun raha hai.
So they all want to sound a bit more than they are, but the customer is like, I remember we were desperate for revenue, to, you know, our honorable opposition had a good control in some of the larger cities.
Who do you call as your honorable opposition?
There are lots of them. I mean, you know,
Cremica.
Yes, definitely them. Del Monte, my father's erstwhile company. Then, you know, some of the big boys have also come in our space and all of that. So I treat, frankly, this is very weird, but I treat all our competitors with the utmost respect. Learned a lot from them. You will never hear me in the office. Abhi interview mein to khair kabhi nahi bolunga, aisi conversation mein. But in the office also, you'll never hear me ever talking within the team ke saying ke yaar, you know, अरे वो कंपनी छोड़ो ना. It is always के नहीं, वो कंपनी आज ये है कल कुछ भी हो सकती है. So we have to, you know, deal with them with respect and, you know, be respectful towards them. So in one of these, you know, tasting sessions, we were in a small town in Punjab, and you know, this lady came. So hum kya karte the, carrot cucumber sandwich spreads hai na, wo bread mein the carrot cucumber sandwich spread lagate the, wo sandwich ke char hisse karte the, four quarters, aur wo serve karte the. So this lady, and I mean, I'm really sorry I say this with the utmost respect, but I'm just saying it to describe her. She was rural looking lady, you know. She was not like a South Delhi person kind of a thing. So she said, खिलाओ जी. तो हमने कहा ये लीजिए मैम, ट्राई कीजिए. सो शी ट्राइड इट. तो शी सेड कैसा है ये, हम वी सेड कैसा है, मतलब शी सेड कैसे बनाया आपने. हमने कहा ये ब्रेड ली, उस पे ये बोतल खोली, ये लगाया और हमने खाया, आपको खिलाया. तो शी सेड नहीं, आई डोंट बिलीव यू, ये जो आपने इस अंदर सारी चीजें वो इससे नहीं आएगी, आप एक मेरे सामने बनाओ. तो हमने कहा ठीक है, कस्टमर तो बाप है, जो कह रहे करने ही है. हमने ब्रेड ली, फटाफट लगाया और सैंडविच ऊपर एक और ब्रेड ली, मैम को दे दिया. मैम ने बाइट ली, मैम कहती है अरे तो वही टेस्ट है. नाउ इन आवर माइंड वी आर थिंकिंग, इतनी मेहनत करी है, एक बोतल तो खरीदेगी. सो शी सेड एक काम करो, मेरे को 12 बोतलें दे दो. एंड आई वाज लाइक माय गॉड, 12 बॉटल्स शी इज बाइंग. एंड यू नो, आई रिमेंबर दैट लेसन स्टेइंग विद मी, के यार ये जो लेडी है ना, I mean, nobody in India has, in our segment, I'm not talking about teas and soaps and all of that. In our segment, nobody has gone to the smaller centers and given importance to this customer base. So, I said, this is a very solid golden opportunity. And that one discussion with that one lady made us open numerous amounts of
tier two, tier three,
which probably gives more than 20-25% of our revenue today. So, you know, that really kind of that one, I mean, that lady doesn't know or will never know how important a role she played in our growth story. But that is what customer, direct touch with the customer gives you.
Okay. So, how did you set up distribution? Because retail mein sabse challenging distribution hota hai, you know, so
luckily, ye video call nahi hai. But agar ye video call hoti, to aap ye realize karte ki I am young. I'm a young guy, but mere baal totally gray hai. Mere baal gray isliye ki distribution set karne mein. Mere baal gray ho gaye. Thoda saamne se ganja bhi ho gaya. If you ask me the two biggest strengths Veeba has, one is our product innovation and production, like the product, and second is our distribution. I know companies which are much older than us, companies which are far bigger than us, but they don't have the national distribution might of Veeba. That is something that we have today. More than 90% of our revenue comes from our distribution business. That is our biggest strength. So let's say tomorrow Akshay Dutt decides to open a sauce company. You know, you can definitely go and pitch your product to, let's say,
Big Bazaar. Yeah.
These guys. And if your quality and your plants are of world class standard, they might even look at you seriously. But how will you ever compete with me over hundreds and thousands of clients and customers across the country? That is what sets us apart from our honorable opposition.
Okay. But tell me the secrets of it. Like, how did you set it up?
Boss, koi secret nahi hai. Desperate the paise chahiye the. Revenue badhana tha. Company pe struggle tha. Basically, that is it. There was no... I mean, today I can think back and say, oh, I did this and I did not do anything. It was just ke aaj 10 rupees ka revenue, kal 11 ka karna hai, parso 12 ka karna hai, to revenue kahan se badhaye? Yes, as soon as we could start affording advertising, we started advertising and all of that helped in due course.
Well, you set up a team who would go to distributors and sign them up, and then
absolutely. We have a large, very large. So one of Veeba's biggest, or one of my personal biggest successes, is my team. Veeba's team is not a team of a. I don't know if you can call Veeba a startup anymore because we are fairly mature as a, you know, this thing. But if you look at our team, I kid you not, it will humble the top organizations of the country, top FMCG organizations of the country. That's how solid our team is. I have spent a lot of time. I joke with our CFO a lot that, you know, I have wooed you much more than I wooed my wife. But, you know, at that time, you know, people did not want to join us 5 years back. I mean, and now he's like an integral part of Veeba and a good friend. And I can't even think about Veeba without him. But at that time, I had to woo him. I had to date him. I had to, you know, take him for coffee and you know, short of taking him for dinner. But I did everything else. So, and now talent, top class talent, wants to join Veeba. So that is one big personal success of mine.
Did you what is your headcount now, like
roughly 1600 people or so?
And isme kya split hai, like
blue collar would be roughly the plant team, plant blue collar team would be about 700, and the plant food engineers and all of that, plant engineers, plant maintainer, all of that would be 100. So, baki head office, to sales mein honge about 500 plus people, 500 to 600 people.
तो आपने ये सेल्स टीम कैसे बनाई? यू नो आई थिंक दिस वुड बी लाइक अ की फॉर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन सक्सेस ना, टू हैव अ स्ट्रॉन्ग सेल्स टीम.
एक्चुअली इट्स अ वेरी डिफिकल्ट थिंग, यू नो, इट्स अ पार्ट ऑफ, इट्स अ चिकन एंड एग थिंग. सेल्स टीम बनाने के लिए आपको लोग चाहिए होते हैं, लोग ज्वाइन करवाने के लिए आपको अच्छी सेल्स चाहिए होती है. सो अलोंग द लाइन सम रियली गुड पीपल जॉइंड अस, you know, like and along the way, you know, we did something right, and slowly. So again, I said, pocketful lesson was, it's okay, yaar. Aapka B2B business aapko success money de rahe. Agar retail mein thoda time lagta hai, to lag jao. 500 cities ek din mein nahi karni. So we started with, you know, the usual suspects, Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore, Pune. Then when we hit a ceiling, ke humko business opportunity wahan nahi mil rahi thi. So we went to the smaller centers. वहां से हमने काफी growth लाई, and then slowly a team became good, and yeah.
So did you know, like first hire like a national sales head, like an NSM, and then built a team under him, or was it more opportunistic? क्या था ये बंदा job ढूंढ रहा है, ये मुझे सही.
No, not at all. It was like I hired, in fact, national sales head, national NSM. Hired, and very shortly after that, an NSM for modern trade was also hired. So two NSMs. Then after that,
and these would be like industry veterans who.
Yeah, with more than 25 years experience each. So two NSMs. They, but with a very clear think. Yar, abhi hama. So main tabhi ye bolta tha. Joote ghisne tabhi aana yahan pe. Agar joote nahi ghisoge, aap NSM ho. But agar joote ghisne ke ready ho, tabhi idhar aana, because we will not be able to afford big teams under you. So you will have to pick up a lot of the weight yourself. I mean, today those two NSMs have a chief sales officer on top of them, multiple RSMs, ASMs, and, you know, and below them their teams. But at that time, a lot of the heavy lifting was done by these two NSMs. A lot means a lot. They really over-excelled. So today we have a, you know, CSO, two NSMs, two zonal heads, multiple RSMs for each, you know, for each region. And then I don't know how many ASMs, but a lot of ASMs, and, you know, yeah.
Okay. And do you generally hire for experience or hire for attitude? Like, you know.
What I definitely don't hire for is education. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against education. बट हमारे यहाँ पे कभी ये नहीं होगा यार, तुमने ना IIM से MBA नहीं किया, या तुमने MBA नहीं किया, या तुमने. इनफैक्ट वेरी स्ट्रेंज स्टोरी, आई वॉज टॉकिंग टू समवन, एंड देन कुछ एजुकेशन की बात आई, ग्रेजुएशन की कुछ बात आई, तो आई सेड एक सेकेंड, देन आई कॉल्ड अप वन ऑफ दीज, हिज नेम इज हेमंत शर्मा. सो आई कॉल्ड अप हेमंत, आई सेड हेमंत आपने ग्रेजुएशन करी है कि नहीं करी? he joined Viva right in the beginning in 2013 or 14. And I called him like last year during my meeting. And even the guy I was meeting, he was confused that I'm doing it. And he even says, "Haan, sir, kariye graduation, kaisi baatein kar rahe ho?" So I was not even sure he's a graduate. So for me, experience and common sense and willing to hard work, you know, these are the three things which. Which in a particular order, I would say hard work, common sense, and love for Viva. These are the three things which I value the most.
Okay. How do you judge willingness to work hard?
We hire from, how do I say, like word of mouth. So someone who's working in our organization will, I would say more than 70% of our hiring has happened that way. I'm not talking about blue collar, obviously, I'm talking about white collar, but buddy system hiring. So if someone within the organization can vouch for someone, he's hired, that is given very heavy scores over a consultant bringing someone else. Yes, the CXOs, obviously, because we need CXOs, and that's a very, very long process. I mean, hiring one CXO will take 6 months of my deep involvement and that person's deep involvement. So that usually happens through consultants. But you know, yeah. I remember meeting one person, a chief, like head of supply, CSCO, chief supply chain officer. So both the plants and the supply chain reports into him, purchase. So, like, I remember him telling me, "Main plants jaake kya karunga? Sab kuch software pe run hota hai." So, a personality like that will never fit into Veeva, because Veeva mein hum sab dharti se jude log hai. You know, we all work hard and we all lead by example. So, if my chief supply chain officer is not going to the plant, he's replacing me. Now, ever since he's joined, I hardly go to the plant. But because I was going aggressively to the plant, right, and he was replacing me at that, so a person who says ke main man mein socha tha agar aap laptop pe baith ke sara software dekhoge to main kya karunga, ye to maine apne liye plan kiya. So you know, anyway, the person like that will never fit into Veeva, you know, like that.
Okay, so how has your product range evolved now? Like, you started with 17 products.
So that continues to be a very important part of our business. Then we went slightly main market. Like, you know, if this product was at 130, the low fat dressings were at 130, 140 rupees, we launched something at almost half the price, like 70, 80, 90 kind of a price point.
Like ketchup and all?
No. Again, mayonnaise, but not the low fat ones, the normal, you know, jars, spreadable sandwich spreads and you know, salsas and cheese dips and all of that. Then we even launched 34 rupees munis to break into the lower segment of the tier 2, tier 3 markets. Then we launched a range of, you know, ketchups. First Indian company to make preservative-free tomato ketchup. So any product of Veeva that you pick up, you know, and I can challenge you on this, any product that you pick up of Veeva, I have only two tests for a product to go to market. A, it has to be better for you. So that means better than what is available in the market in terms of health. And second, tasty. So agar hamari munis mein kisi aur ki munis se kuch kam fat hoga. So how do you take a peanut butter which is already healthy and make it healthier? You basically, so our peanut butter is fortified with calcium, iron, vitamin A and vitamin D. So, you know, we do things like that, that every product we have one thing more, which I, you know, call better for you or reason to buy, that why would this lady buy our product? So, that has been, I would say, so in all products, so like right now we launched a massive campaign. We've launched tomato ketchup in a big way. So why would someone leave a leading brand of the country and buy Veeva's tomato ketchup? Because we are saying they're very tasty. But you can say taste is subjective. Yeah, meko aapka taste nahi acha lagta. Achha, by the way, just putting it out there, taste sabko bahut acha lag raha hai hamara. Taste is subjective. Science is not subjective. So if I am claiming ki I am very tasty and scientifically speaking, I am preservative free. So वो तो साइंस है ना, वो ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट है. यू कांट से नहीं, मैं भी प्रिजर्वेटिव नहीं डालता क्योंकि आपके लेबल पे तो प्रिजर्वेटिव लिखा हुआ है. सो वी हैव लॉन्च्ड द फर्स्ट इंडियन कंपनी टू ब्रिंग प्रिजर्वेटिव फ्री टोमेटो केचप, हॉट एंड स्वीट सॉस, हॉट स्वीट सॉस, टोमेटो केचप एंड इमली चटनी. एंड इट्स डूइंग रियली वेल. अगेन द कस्टमर, मे बी वी आर स्लाइटली एक्सपेंसिव इन द लीडिंग ब्रांड्स, but the customer is saying ki yaar value mil rahi hai hame, preserve hamara jitna bada Veeva likha hua hai is bottle pe utna hi bada no preservative likha hua hai. So there is no star or asterisk to it is no preservatives added to, matlab there is no preservative in this. And it has resonated with the customer, at least in the metros it has immediately resonated. My wife, so if you're married, you know, your wife will immediately resonate with a preservative free. Mere bacche khate hain, main kyun preservative do unko? So it was just a wonderful fit. Suddenly it fit with the customer. Ke haan, preservative free hai.
At a similar price as regular ketchup.
Yeah, maybe 2% or 3% more expensive. Matlab 3-4 rupaye ka farak ho sakta hai. But hamar ko ek customer ne nahi bola, yaar 4 rupaye zyada kyun do? Tumne preservative dalne nahi dalne, tumhari marzi. So everybody is, and there's a lot of science attached to it. We worked hard, technology improvement, formulation improvement. But it saddens me that it took a Veeva in 2021 to be India's first. And actually, in my mind, it is, I don't know any other Indian company which is doing preservative-free ketchup. But to be, in retail, to be a preservative-free ketchup in retail. I mean, why haven't companies who've been dominating the space since 30, 40 years, I mean, nobody's giving importance to our country, and you know that needs to change. If a company can sell preservative-free ketchup in America, why doesn't it sell preservative-free ketchup in India? So that is the thing. I'm a very proud Indian, frankly, and I really want to, in a very small way, nobody cares about sauces, but in a very small way, I want to make India proud in what I do.
So tell me about your funding journey. 17 May, you also took on funding. This was for your B2C expansion.
Funding journey, I started taking from 2013 only. So, maine, right in the beginning, I had a fund called DSG. DSG is basically
FMCG.
Yeah, they're big in FMCG. DSG is led by a guy called Deepak. Deepak was our first investor, and Viva was his first company. So, you know, and Deepak bhi vela tha, main bhi vela tha. We used to spend a lot of time together, and today, like, he's one of my closest friends. So Deepak came in the beginning in 2013.
How did you cross that hurdle of the first investor coming in? Because usi mein sabse zyada darwaze khatkhatane padte hain. So
mere case mein first se zyada second mein khatkhatane padte the, but first. So you know the thing is, for me. Akshay, this is very honestly, and all my three investors know this very clearly. I have never, and I can go on record on this. I mean, this is something which I'm really, really proud of. I have never taken the highest number. I've done quite a few fundraisers. I've never taken the highest number. I have always taken the right partner over the highest number. इसका ये मतलब नहीं कि वो राइट पार्टनर का नंबर बहुत लो होता है. यूजली 10-15% का ही फर्क होता है वैल्यूएशंस में. बट आई हैव ऑलवेज चोजन द राइट पार्टनर ओवर द हाईएस्ट नंबर एंड द अमाउंट इट हैज हेल्प्ड मी आई कांट बिगिन टू टेल यू. सो दीपक ऑल्सो केम इन टू द कंपनी. मी एंड दीपक वर इन टच फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम. एंड दीपक का बताऊं मेरे अंदर इन्वेस्ट करने का क्या तरीका था. ही सेड 3 days के वी बोथ विल गो टू सुलम. Sula was one of his previous companies, and he said we'll go to Sula. So 3 days, humne jaake wahan pe 3 din khub drink kiya. And he said, if I can get along with you over 3 days of alcohol, and I can understand your vibe and your passion and all of that, then I will make this. So we got along like a house on fire. I mean, it was amazing. 3 days, we subah se shaam tak peete the. Dunya ki sari baatein kar li humne, sari. From sources to you know to the presidential elections of USA, there was no topic which was not covered. And at that time, President of the United States was not a hot topic like it is now. It was, you know, so we spoke about everything under the sun. And he said, I can get along with you. I said, I can get along with you. So that is how, like, and he's like a brother to me. And I tell people, okay, what you did with me, if you could do with your other entrepreneurs, you know, now he doesn't have time.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
So now he doesn't have the time, but those 3 days, and we knew that at the end of 3 days that we'll be friends for life, you know. So Deepak came in 2013, which was not that difficult. In 2015, I went on a wild goose chase because I always hate Deepak for making me do that. There is a fund called Sama. Ash Lalani is the head of that fund. They showed interest in us, but Deepak ne kaha, yaar, इनसे पैसे मत लेना. यू चेक आउट द होल मार्केट. एंड लिटरली मैं बता रहा हूँ, झोला लेके बॉम्बे में 5-5 मीटिंग एक दिन में. एंड एट दैट टाइम यू आर आल्सो कॉन्शियस अबाउट द मनी यू आर स्पेंडिंग, राइट? यू डोंट वांट टू गो एंड स्टे इन अ 5-star होटल फॉर 2 days. बट सिंस यू हैव कम टू रेज मनी, यू कांट इवन गो एंड स्टे इन अ 2-star होटल और 3-star होटल. सो यू नो यू से खैर एक दिन 5-star में रुक जाता हूँ, बट 5-5 मीटिंग दोनों दिन कर लेता हूँ. So, jhola leke jagah jagah, I remember, again, can't take that fund's name, but I remember that guy. At that time, consumer was not hot in 2014-15.
D2C to tha nahi us time.
So, us time, consumer hot tha, sab log tech ki baate karte tha. I remember this one investor telling me, agar Viva ke aage Viva.com hota na, then tum successful ho jate. I said, later this guy shut that fund and started a consumer-specific fund like a year back or so. So now he knows who I'm talking about, but I can't take his, if he listens to this, he'll know who I'm talking about him. सो उसने बोला यार देखो तुम अगर वीवा की जगह वीवा डॉट कॉम करोगे ना तब आना हमारे पास पैसे लेने का मतलब एनीवेज 2019 ही रियली वांटेड टू इन्वेस्ट इन वीवा बट कुडंट हैपन then after this whole you know rigmarole of going from door to door with a jhola asking for money eventually my wavelength matched the most with Ash and I went to Ash again not the highest number was some other fund but Ash was the right wavelength with a slightly lower number and I went to Ash ke bhaiya main aur jhola ek nahi ghum sakta please mere andar invest kar do to ye maine to pehle hi bola tha तो मैंने कहा मैं दीपक की गलती है सारी ब्लेम हिम तो दीपक एंड एश देन केम इन 2013 एंड 2000 लाइक एश केम इन 2015 आई कैन कॉल बोथ ऑफ देम एट 3 इन द नाइट वी आर लाइक वेरी वेरी क्लोज फ्रेंड्स एंड 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 यू नो आई से दिस टू एनी स्टार्टअप फाउंडर यू नो इफ यू कैन गेट मनी फ्रॉम डीएसजी और सामा यू विल डू योरसेल्फ अ फेवर बिकॉज़ अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल से दे'ल स्टैंड बाय यू during the bad times and they don't or they're never tested these guys are personally tested by me they stood by me in the bad times and gem of people and then finally 2017 when the company became slightly bigger that is when this World Invest came in the big daddy and World Invest run by the Asia office is run by a guy called Arjun and Arjun is also an extension of me Deepak and Ash so I can't call you, but if I could have called you to one of our board meetings, you would realize how nice our board meetings are. This is four friends talking about, you know, yes, we do have our business, you know, some points to discuss or whatever, but we four, like Arjun is one of the nicest people you'll come across. Deepak, Ash, me, Arjun, and four of us, our board meetings are, you know, like I know so many CEOs and founders who रियली से उस शिट यार बोर्ड मीटिंग आ रही है मेरे को बताऊं क्या होता है यार बोर्ड मीटिंग कब आएगी बिकॉज़ आई रियली लुक फॉरवर्ड टू इट एंड आई होप दीस गाइस टू बट यू नो सो इट्स वन हेल ऑफ अ बोर्ड रूम एंड इफ आई हैड टू ड्रॉ अ लेसन फ्रॉम दिस ना इट वुड बी सिंपली कि यार the right partner is much more important than momentarily the higher figure at that time. And you know, like last 2 years has kind of proved me right again. The right partner during this pandemic time is, World Invest is a large fund, right? Before Viva, they had only one investment in India, which was Big Bazaar. Then Viva, Sula, they invest in large companies and not that I'm saying I'm very large, I'm just saying they invest in a certain size and above. So these guys, you know, they are long-term partners, like long vision, long-term. So they might not always get the highest number, but in a time like today, I can say I have the best investors in the... But I've heard some really horror stories about certain investors. Maybe it's because of the CEO also. Maybe some people, you know, it works both ways. But I think right partners, and again, I would say it's something like a marriage. If you can't see yourself getting along with these investors that you potentially want to have, better not to kind of... Deepak ke ek badi favorite line hai, life is too short to deal with assholes. Again, we will not use the word assholes when you air this. You know, Deepak has this thing. So let's deal with like-minded people, people who we can get along with, and it always helps. And that's my investment journey. More than the numbers, it's more about the people. These three wonderful people, and then we've got two other small investors, also very nice people, very very nice people.
Okay. So currently, what is your split between B2B and B2C?
Our distribution business is roughly 90% of our company.
Oh, wow. Okay. Distribution means like your retail, basically, the direct to consumer one.
Our distribution is divided into two parts. One is B2B, which is, you know, the Burger King, Domino's, that Starbucks, that business. That is roughly 8% of our revenue. The remaining is a split is distribution business. Distribution is further divided into
modern trade and
general trade, but also small pack and large pack. So, for example, if there's a bakery near your house, he's not a Burger King, but Muniso usko bhi chahiye na sandwich banane ke liye. To wo bhi hum apne distribution business se cater karte hain.
Okay. Got it. So, what is the, like today, like D2C is like the flavor of the season where companies are like making the whole purchase process online. So, you know, is that in your radar, that's something which you are also working
on?
No,
not really. So we are actually, very honestly, we are a kind of a traditional kind of a startup. So we are trying to build a traditional FMCG company. So if I talk to you about my retail revenue, more than 70% of my retail revenue comes from general trade. And the remaining 30% comes from modern trade and online. So online jitna bada hote ja rahe, it's eating more from the modern trade and less from the GT. Because we are growing our GT, our distribution footprint far and wide. And online is becoming bigger. But our GT is also becoming big at the same scale. Sometimes I do feel that our online is increasing at the cost of our MT, like our modern trade. Which basically means jo banda pehle Spencer ya Big Bazaar ya Reliance ja raha tha, wo ab maybe Big Basket ja raha hai, ya Grofers ja raha hai, ya Reliance Mart pe ja raha hai. So DMart ka business is still very strong, but I do feel that online, maybe I'm totally wrong, but maybe a decade from now, we all say that online came at a cost of the MT business and not necessarily the GT business. I think the neighborhood friendly Kirana shop is thriving. And during the pandemic, one thing we've seen is it's thrived even more. I mean, the people are very friendly towards the Kirana shop. Kirana shops, chahe dukane band hai, deliveries kar rahe hain, you know. That does not mean that we are not listed in every online format that there is, or D2C is not there. Ke aap hamari website pe jao. You can go to viba.in and buy whatever you want and be delivered to your house. So that is also there, but it is very, very small numbers as a percentage of the overall business.
Okay. So from 17 till now, what kind of growth have you seen? Like, have you like 3-4x? Yeah, like, you know, what has been the...
See, obviously, when the base was smaller, we were doubling every year. अब पिछले एक साल का मत पूछो, क्योंकि पिछले एक साल में तो हमें पता ही नहीं क्या हो रहा है, कोविड वोविड में जो भी चल रहा है. बट वंस द बेस बिकेम स्लाइटली बिगर, वी लाइक वी आर ग्रोइंग इन एक्सेस ऑफ 40-50% ईयर ऑन ईयर. आई होप टू कंटिन्यू टू डू दैट फॉर सम टाइम.
ओके, एंड लाइक यू नो, व्हाट इज लाइक अ 5 ईयर विजन दैट यू हैव? यू नो, लाइक डू यू वांट टू गेट इनटू न्यू सेगमेंट्स और...
So Viba 2025 will be multiple, like maybe 6 categories over 3 brands. As you know, we've got one health brand called We Nourish, this children's nutrition for which we hired Shah Rukh Khan, and that was a big deal for me. So We Nourish is our entry into health platform.
They're like Horlicks and...
Something like that, yeah. It was actually launched last year, and then it was basically doctor prescribed, but it got badly hit by the pandemic because doctors ne na MRs ko apne OPD mein aane se mana kar diya. So wo business hamara zyada chal nahi paya. So we might kind of relaunch it again, but so Viva will be the mainstay of our company, and Viva is the aspirational mass market brand. Then we will have a health brand and maybe one more brand. So 3 brands, 6 categories. But agar usse revenue kitna aega, kya split hoga, main utna nahi sochta. Abhi to main sirf product pe kaam kar raha hu. Product acha ban jayega, launch karenge.
So why did you hire Shah Rukh Khan for We Nourish?
Boss, dekho, sabse pehle to it was, how do I put it? It was a childhood tamanna of mine. there are not many people. I don't have any role models, so to say, but there are some people I look up to, and he's one of them. And not because he's SRK, the superstar. The conversations you have with him, he's like intelligent, self-made, brilliant,
hardworking.
Hardworking, like how? Hum thak gaye the, and वो नहीं थके थे यू नो ड्यूरिंग द शूट एंड सो आई वॉन्टेड समवन इंडिया ट्रस्ट एंड द एड एट दैट टाइम वॉज ऑल्सो यू नो लाइक द स्क्रिप्ट वॉज मैं आज कुछ बेचने नहीं कुछ बनाने आया हूँ नया वी नरिश के you know I do sell a lot of things but this is for the children so I'm not selling it you try it and you see if you like it or not you know so that actually gave us a lot of kind of eyeballs and suddenly the brand went from 0 to 100 very fast and the 3-4 months before the pandemic hit it was doing really well I mean we thought hum to super hit ho gaye but uske baad you know
but for a doctor prescribed product ad ki kya zarurat thi matlab
we got more success from the doctors because it was much more expensive than the mass market brand it was almost 2x the mass market brand so wo humne plan kiya tha dono jagah hum karenge aur dono jagah badhayenge
so this was like an alternative to Pediasure rather than a Horlicks
yeah you can say that but I would like to believe it had better you know science to it but yes in that market I would say
got it okay
And then doctors mein mein kaafi successfully, but that the pandemic kind of killed overnight. So yeah, that's why Shah Rukh Khan, people trusted him. We wanted someone who speaks to the mom and not to the dad. And who better than SRK to speak to the mother? So that's why SRK. And I would also look back and say, great decision. SRK was a great decision. But maybe, you know, I stopped listening to myself on the pocketful lesson. Ke, go slightly slow, let the brand take time to build. With SRK, we gave a big kind of a superstar push.
Okay. But it's a good revision of an old lesson then.
Yes, very good revision. Very, very good revision. And very good revision. So, yeh bhi aa gaya ke, yeah. Okay, bhai, stick to what you know in the sense that don't burn money again.
Okay. So my last question to you, have you made up to your wife? Aapne ghar bech diya, aapne company ka naam apni mother pe rakha.
So as soon as Viva started doing well, the first thing I did was buy her a house. Because and bought her a house much better than what we sold. So that is something I was living with for many, many years. But the house we bought was, frankly, much better than the house we sold. So I hope I've made it up to her. But she continues to do something more every day. So hamare ghar mein na ye scene hai ke Viva is the second child. I've got two sons. So we treat Viva as so Rajveer, then Viva, and then Ranveer. So that's the thing. So because my wife does everything else, I can do everything that is Viva. So that is how the responsibility. So we ghar to de diya, ab aage dekho kya kya dena padega. But she keeps doing a lot to kind of, you know, for me to make up for. And I always say this, you know, entrepreneur, nobody becomes an entrepreneur alone. The whole family becomes an entrepreneur because, you know, you're away from the kids, you're away from the wife, you're away from family per se, because it's not easy. Koi wo ek line hai na, work-life balance. Entrepreneurs ki 5 साल 6 साल 7 साल की जिंदगी में कोई वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस ना होगा चीज ही नहीं होती सो कोई वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस चाहते तो वो एंटरप्रेन्योर नहीं बन सकता उसको बोलो भाई तू कुछ और कर ले तू एंटरप्रेन्योर बन सकता
यू शुरू में तो यू मस्ट हैव बीन स्पेंडिंग लाइक 12-15 घंटे निमराना में ही इन द प्लांट एंड
या और स्पेंडिंग द नाइट देयर ओनली टू यू नो अवॉइडिंग अप एंड डाउन बट उसके बाद आवर सेकंड प्लांट केम अप व्हिच इज लाइक 5 times द साइज ऑफ निमराना But at that time now, I mean...
Where is your second plant?
It's in an area called Keshwana. It's near Neemrana. It's half an hour from Neemrana. But the amount of time I spent at the big plant is probably 1/10 of Neemrana because tab khud jaake banana padta tha, hardly, you know.
This process, as I said, there are good people.
Said professionally run, really good team, you know.
But what is it like running a manufacturing business in India? You know, most founders I speak to are on the digital side. You are one of the few founders who are actually manufacturing in India. So, you know, what is it very painful? Is it?
I would say the pulse of India is manufacturing. So if an entrepreneur like and with a lot of respect towards I think a lot of respect. They're better than me ke bina manufacturing ke they're doing good revenue. But manufacturing, you know, we are dealing at one of the biggest sources of joy for me. The biggest source of joy, Akshay, is the employment that we generate at the grassroots level. That means jo hum 7-800 banda blue collar hire karte hain, or some of our suppliers from whom we're buying thousands and thousands of tons worth of raw material, the employment that they generate at the farm level. I mean, that gives me so much joy, I can't tell you. Now, that a third party manufacturing setup or a digital sales company will never get. You know, it is incredible. And what happens at the grassroots level of India is very different from what happens in Gurgaon and, you know, so on and so forth. But I think manufacturing, Veeba would be, I would say, incomplete without manufacturing. It will be incomplete without the whole aspect of running our own plants, controlling our own quality, controlling our own processes. I am never, ever answerable to a third-party manufacturer ke, you know, ke, yaar, aapne shipment ki quality kharab kar di or something like that. Everything we do is in our hand and we can manage our quality. There might be a time 5 years from today that our volumes become so big that there are people who put plants only for us, which are manned and audited by us. That is a good position to be in. But startups, the biggest thing is when you need your plants the most, like when you need third-party manufacturers make clout the most, is the time you have the least clout, because you're so not important for them. Shuru mein hardly koi volume hoti hai. Upar se mere jaisa banda jo aisi cheeze bana ke la rahe jo log gaali samajhte hain, to chipotle agar tum banane jaoge kaun banayega tumhare liye? So it was very simple. So today 99% of our revenue is manufactured by Veeba. 1% we have started outsourcing, where we have significant volumes and significant clout to outsource. So that means we can have our own people posted there or you know, quality audited and stuff.
If you found Viraj's journey as fascinating as we did, then do check out their entire range of sauces and spreads at veeba.in.
If you like the Founder Thesis podcast, then do check out our other shows on subjects like marketing, technology, career advice, books, and drama. Visit thepodium.in, that is thepodium.in, for a complete list of all our shows.